Following the arrest on spying charges of Harold Nicholson, the 16-year veteran of the Central Intelligence Agency, the State Department protested to Russia today, calling the incident unacceptable. Nicholson stands accused of selling information to the Russian intelligence service. As a former station chief, he's the highest-ranking intelligence officer from this country ever charged with spying. But the information that he's alleged to have passed to the Russians was described yesterday by the authorities as less damaging than what Aldrich Ames sold to Moscow. Robert Gates is a former director of Central Intelligence. Before that, he was an analyst of Soviet affairs at the agency. Gates says that while the end of the Cold War has had a profound effect on the political relationship between Russia and the United States, there has been relatively little change in the intelligence operations of the two countries.
There still is a good deal of mistrust, if not by one government of the other, at least of elements within each government of the other. In other words, there has been no change, no reconstruction, no reform, if you will, of the post-Soviet intelligence agencies, where in Poland and Hungary and elsewhere there have been significant purges and changes of personnel. None of that has happened. Basically, the same people running Russia's now democratically based security services are the same people who were running them and who staffed them during the some of the hardest days of the Cold War.
What do you think about the CIA's handling of this case?
Well, I think that the arrest of this man in such a short time marks a significant change and a significant improvement in the agency's counterintelligence capabilities. It seems to me quite apparent that the post-Ames reforms have taken hold, that the cooperation with the Bureau has been extraordinary. The fact that the man apparently spied is obviously a terrible thing and will impose some costs, and obviously damage was done. The fact is also there is a positive side to this, and that is that to arrest him and to be on to him as quickly as the FBI and the agency were, and then to arrest him so quickly, this is almost a lightning strike in counterintelligence terms.
I'd like to ask you about some of what the CIA disclosed in court papers and in news conferences yesterday. For example, we're told of how the person administering a polygraph exam to Nicholson found him taking deep breaths and thought that was a sign of deception. We're told about the surveillance of his office in which he was viewed photographing documents. It sounds as though we, and I assume other employees of the CIA, have been told an awful lot about how many ways in which they'll get you if you spy.
Oh, well, that's absolutely right. And I mean, what's astonishing is if this man is guilty, how foolish he was. One of the stories that I've heard is that he may have assumed that or believed that the reforms after Ames to tighten up internal security and to improve counterintelligence just wouldn't take place, that the bureaucracy was too hidebound at CIA. He made one very terrible mistake, and that is deciding to betray his country if the allegations are true. But he's made a number of other mistakes that I think led to his prompt arrest. We do know a lot about how people try to fool the polygraph. We also know that sometimes they're successful, as we found out in the Ames case. So it's not the be-all and end-all, but it is an important investigative tool.
Is there any element of deterrence, though, in publicizing all the ways in which he was tracked down and investigated to let everybody else at the agency know, in case you thought we weren't getting good at this, we have gotten very good at this?
Well, I think there is an important element of deterrence, and I think there is an element of deterrence for other elements of the government as well. The fact is that we have, over the years, caught spies in all the military services and even in the FBI and elsewhere, so the message should go to anyone who should be tempted that Ames was a very important learning experience. I've always believed that Ames was terribly important in the cultural history of the agency because it really was the first time that the agency came up against the reality that one of their people could go bad on them. And I think it had a tremendous awakening effect inside CIA.
I'd just like to ask you about a bit of folklore about the CIA. Granted, Nicholson was globetrotting to some very fancy resorts, presumably with some of this money. But aren't people in his situation in some way assured of financial security and that they needn't worry about money? One always grew up thinking that such people were kept secure so as not to fall into the trap of needing money.
Well, I think that is something of a myth. I mean, the truth is these folks are civil servants, just like everybody else in the government. They make good salaries, but they're not extravagant salaries. After all, I think the director of the agency makes $140,000 a year, and in the business world, in the entertainment world, that's a fair pittance, although for most Americans, that's a fair amount of money. But the truth is most of these people have mortgages and are making payments on cars, and some of them have divorces and are paying alimony. So you begin to put some of those things together, and on $75,000 or $80,000 a year, you can get strapped pretty fast.
Robert Gates, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
My pleasure.
Robert Gates was director of the Central Intelligence Agency from 1991 to 1993. He spoke to us from San Francisco.